eyes.
You feel me? Well, how much longer
must we share this masquerade? What's up, boys? It's just a silly little game we play. Check, check, one. This is like some smooth shit right here.
What's going on right now? Trick, trick,
huh? About to run through your crib. That's what this sounds like. My city, no fly zone, cat. That clears some white body.
This is a banger. I'm just a phone call away.
Come in without permission. I want his shit. You got that old school music, huh?
I created this law, so I enforce it. All we coming for is our portion. They don't want to do what we tell them, so we force them. With a face full of Tims and Air Forces. Get dead, worse than a whole bitch and a foursome. I treat you like the Catholic Church treating abortion. We call it respect, you call it extortion. The big dogs out, put the little ones on the porches. This ain't my city, nigga, this my fortress. And the kings bring corners and invest in photo portions. Real bust guns, we blow torches. Slide from the tip of these bitches for you informants. Cause it's important.
We got one more song we're gonna play because.
Oh, you didn't let the chorus rock.
Oh, there's the chorus.
That was the hottest part.
All right, hold on. We're going to have to go back. No. We're going to have to go back. No fly zone. No fly zone. Hold on.
Oh, no. You're going to have to
put the thing back.
It's right here.
Let's listen.
And we rolling. We smoking. I don't know how I never heard that until like this week.
Where did you find it at? You just going on like YouTube and shit?
I typed in YouTube songs I would like.
Did you really type in YouTube songs I would like?
Fuck.
Can someone take their phone out right now and look that up? Because I wonder what the fuck's coming up.
It's probably the Doja Cat song.
Doja Cat's racist, I thought, right?
No, but she didn't get canceled, kind of like Justin Bieber. All right, play.
I want to play that Justin Bieber clip. I want people to remember that shit.
Oh, yeah, you can do that.
Which one?
I don't think. He was harmonizing.
He was harmonizing the N-word on live TV.
No.
He's like,
it was going nuts. But he was like, how old was he? Like 13?
13.
Before Usher? It had to have been before Usher.
I don't know. It was after. Because he was saying, there's one less lonely.
Yo.
There's one less lonely. He was fucking harmonizing the whole song like that.
Yeah, it's terrible. Bad.
But let's get into this.
I don't know how he didn't get canceled.
We'll talk about that later. Welcome to the
podcast. Too big, I guess, but
yeah, we're too big. Welcome to the podcast, Daily Runaround, episode 17. 17? 17. Let's go with 17.
Did 16 drop?
we dropped 15. I don't know. We're on 17. Welcome to the Daily Runaround podcast, episode 17. You know, your one and only host, Alex Catchbrone, here with a couple of my fucking boys. We got Maddie Moonshine to my right, Ski.
Damn, I can move around and move with me.
He's swiveling over there. We got my boy to the left. What's good, Chesco? Say what's up.
What's happening?
We got my boy over there in the back, Mr. fucking Ocean City himself over there.
Sea Isle Pop.
What'd you say?
I said, what's up, everyone?
Yeah, my man back there got some fucking crazy horse stories he was telling me off camera. So just so you guys know, we're getting into the bullshit today. You guys feeling good? Everyone all right? I know traffic getting here was a fucking bitch and a half, but...
For you, not for me.
For me, yeah, for me and Chesco, it was a motherfucker, I'll tell you, dog.
Yeah, that whole exit. Dude, because you had to, you know, when that shit, you had to come on when you merge, right? But
yeah, once you merge in that one fucking lane,
yeah, that shit takes forever. Dude, trying to go down the beach, that shit took like 20 minutes.
That was the worst part.
Yeah, that one, John.
Yeah, man. So, what do you want to get into first? Well, how are we feeling today?
Was that your only song? Yeah, I thought you were about to play a song.
I was about to play a song. So, we're gonna go into the slave deals. I don't know why you artists don't listen to this pod. What happened? You want a slave deal? I'm going to say his name, too. I have no problem. You all right?
I thought you were about to...
Oh, I'm playing a song, because the song is for the slave deal. You know what I'm saying?
No picks. No picks.
It's called Exodus 23:1.
Oh, by Pusha T. Yo, this Drake, this was fire. He signed the one.
And we're going to go into who...
Let's bail up.
That's it.
Well, I can help. When we talk about it, go ahead, play this. Play this
I
out.
Just want to play the beginning of it.
Beef is best served like steak. Well done, get a gun in your face, bitch nigga.
Bitch nigga, he said.
Praying to God. Kids have you hiding your mom. niggas, but they ain't killers, they ain't pulling them triggers. Fuck niggas. People, how you keying our cars? Heart broke, yours don't look like ours. Them niggas ain't down for
you. They are not fucking down for you.
Is that the dream?
What, the beat or who wrote this?
Who's saying that right now?
Pusha T.
That's him with autotune?
There's not only much, there's any autotune on that.
No, they ain't dying for it. Who's saying that?
That's him.
Right here.
That's Pusha T. Yeah, them niggas ain't dying for you. It's definitely it's autotune. It's Pusha T. Niggas ain't dying
for you. No, you could have convinced me with somebody else. Contract, you know how they do
all
it.
Fucked
oh,
up.
Man. It's the part.
I guess that means you all fucked up. You signed to one nigga that signed to another nigga that signed to three niggas. Now that's bad luck.
Bad luck. Let's get into it. We start playing this fucking music. Thank you guys for staying around for 5 minutes of music and just talking this shit, getting everything started. But can we go into the first topic? Because I assume people didn't listen to the last episode, especially Core, when he signed slave deals to Meek Mill. I know Moonshine said he's got some input on that.
Well, his first one definitely was worse than what he's got now.
You think the first one was worse, the 300?
Was it? He wasn't signed to 300. He was signed to 1.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah, this is
One Entertainment. Bro. Sorry, that's even worse.
Nah, they signed Motion Twist, too. That's what that was. They had them, too. And it just didn't, I don't know. They didn't push him at all. They didn't give any features, anything. So at least Meek's going to have exposure to get him. Because, look, I mean, I think what he needs to focus on now is getting those songs and getting his name out there more than just Philly, you know? Because
more than just Philly is true.
Because, like, look what P&B Rock did. He came out. We talked about that. He said he hasn't made a mill yet. But
that's so sick.
Yeah, no.
So
crazy.
Sick, dog.
But also, like, Core's tough, dude. He's tough. He can spit.
He,
so,
he
like,
can.
The right features will help. Like, somebody said something. I think it was Donnie. He said, like, he could see Pooh Shiesty and Core on a song, and that should be fire.
Yeah.
Fire. So, like, if they put the right people around Core definitely could get his name bigger and to get out of Philly. And then once, I guess, his deal's over, to help. This is just a good starter, even though the money's probably not the greatest. But I think this is beneficial for him. And I guess a lot of people probably put pressure on Meek, too, because they said he doesn't do anything for the city besides his co-signs, which...
So if it's a pressure sign, it's even worse. Now you're a fucking charity case. Dead ass, you're a child. I know
he fucks with his music, though, but I feel like Meek fucks with, like, a lot of people from Philly's music, but...
And you know what? I feel bad. I fucking dig these artists so bad, and I'm one myself, but you could just do so much more by yourself than what Meek Mill's $40,000 is going to do for you. What are you going to do? Go back to North Philly? Yo, I just signed the Dream Chasers.
It's got to be more than 40, bro.
You think so?
Yeah, easily.
I mean, you want to do me a favor, my boy? Look up. You have Spotify?
Yeah.
Go on Spotify. Type in Core. Right? I want to see his top stream songs.
He's got a million on, I think it's called Crack.
And that's it?
It's the top one, yeah. Dude, I'm telling you.
Does he get consistent high numbers, like in the 100,000s or millions? Because now, if I'm a businessman...
He doesn't get millions. He gets the... Well...
Shit ain't loading.
It's not loading? Fuck.
Oh, yeah, it is slow down.
There's no...
We're underwater right now. We're in a bunker. If we get bombed, we're straight.
We are. We will be cool, man. This whatever this is going to hold us, we'll be all right. But yeah, man, if fucking, like... Is he worth... Like, I just can't see him getting $1 million. I can't see him getting maybe 100K. And now my good friend Uncle Sam comes in and sticks his fucking big cock up your ass.
Yeah, there's the
and
manager
takes your taxes.
Manager fees, lawyer fees, all that shit to get signed. So, I don't know, man. All I'm saying is it's got to be more beneficial than his last one because he already went through one that he wasn't happy with.
Yeah, it's true. What do you think, Chesco? You think Core, in your opinion, just a regular music fan. Bumping Core?
Yeah, I mean, I listened to a couple Core songs. I mean, he's not, like, steadily in my rotation, but...
Because everyone's, like, you got to think, dude. Like, you listen, there's so many people to choose from. Why would you listen to Core first?
So why would you sign Core?
What? No, because people love Core. Some people might, some person in this world might be like, yo, I'm waking up in the morning, I'm putting Core on.
Yep.
And they probably do.
And I hope they do for him because you're going to need all the money you can fucking get. Now that you lost your masters and all that crazy shit. And again, I'm talking like I'm assuming I know what his deal is. I have no idea, but I do know that the standard royalty rate is 12%. So you get a lump sum of money, and then you get your 12% royalty rate. Now, you do a fucking video, guess what? Label's going to say, that video cost us $200,000. Meanwhile, these dickheads are only spending $10,000 on your video. Now, you owe them that $250 on top of your whatever. Now, they tell you only get 12%. So, only 12% of the royalties that come in go to your fucking, your advance. This is why artists are broke. This is why PNB Rock is crying. And now this is why Core, in 6 months, if he doesn't play his cards right, he's going to be sucking fucking rhymes. I don't even want to say he's going to be sucking dick because that's disrespectful. But he'll be fucking in a tough fucking spot where you can just go independent, put this shit out yourself like he's probably been doing, go to the bank. You got a better chance going to the bank saying, yo, I need a loan. Interest rates are fucking low. Get $100,000 for yourself. Put that into Facebook ads, into Spotify. Do fucking 10 million streams. Now you're looking at Meek Mill saying, buddy, listen, your deal is dick. Now I need a triple.
But you're missing the whole part. Labels have push, bro. They can get your song to places where it needs to go for it to get the next level. You're talking about hoping these ads will attract people. Like, if you hear a Core song, well, listen to this. So if Core would want a feature, he wants to have blank on a song, and he's independent, he's going to have to pull that out of his pocket. Do all this with the label. I mean, they might take that from him, but they're doing it for him. He's not. I mean, I guarantee you a lot of people would give Core features. But the one thing I was confused about was they were all like one of my group chats was talking about this yesterday, and I was like, well, Core and Dave East had a whole project, and that didn't do anything. And Dave East is tough too, so that's what I'm thinking. Like Dave East and Core are probably like the same kind of rapper, so. You just gotta see how far Dave East gets, then that's probably where you can branch with Core.
How big is Dave East?
I fuck with Dave East music, but it's crazy. Like there'll be days I don't listen to him. Like I might not listen to him for like a month.
I think he's got a farther reach than Core.
Yeah, Dave East is tough though, but a lot of his songs sound the same. But with Core.
Same with Core. That's true. And
yeah, they're both good at their sound. But just I guess new people listening will like that sound. But it's like how much can you take of it? You know.
That's true. How much can you really take of the same fucking sound? Because it becomes repetitive.
That's like my problem right now with me making beats. Like my drums have like had the same pattern for God knows how many years. So it's just like.
And let me ask you on your point where you said that the point you thought I was missing was that labels
will
do it for you. Correct?
Yeah. So you're asking.
I'm becoming a big advocate for independent artists because once I've learned how much money is in. Just being an independent artist, it's just breaking is the problem.
Yeah. Dude, and that's where you know if you have a formula to break by yourself, if you have a song that you think you'll break from, then 1,000%.
And I think as creators, I think we all have to learn how to be patient and to watch and how to listen and not speak. I fucking pride myself on just listening. Like, how hard is it for fucking Core when he's offered this deal to say, okay, this is what the terms are. I don't have a fucking clue what any of these terminology means. I'm going to go on YouTube, watch a video, or instead of giving a lawyer a percentage, I'll just say, yo, here's X amount of dollars. Look at this contract. What are you going to say, my boy?
No, I was going to say, you know, it's funny because we were having that conversation earlier that, like, you know, they don't teach you this shit in school. They don't teach you how to, you know, venture out and, like, make those moves on your own. So you got to think, how old's Core? I actually don't
know. He's got to be a little older than us.
Turned 27 yesterday.
27.
He just turned 27, you know. We're around the same age group. You know, if he grew up in North Philly.
We know how that goes, yeah.
Yeah, so probably had a hard upbringing, you know. But he's talented. He's creative. And labels are going to take advantage of that.
Of course, because it's a business. At the end of the day, it's a business. So if you're going into the music business and getting signed to a big label, you should know horror stories. You can't meet one artist like that's big that doesn't have a problem with their label somewhere. You know?
Well, you also got to think of it a different way. Like, just picture about like the real world. You're working for a company that makes millions, millions of dollars.
Of course.
And you're handling the books of the day to day work for them.
And you know what they're making.
But they're paying you blank. Because you're replaceable. That's the same thing with the labels, dude. You just got it.
But what makes him different?
What?
If I'm Core, I would ask, what makes me different? How are you going to do what you don't do with your other Dream Chaser artists with me? Like, what's going to be different? Like you just said, I'm replaceable.
Yeah.
So if I'm Core, I know Quick Money is cool, But if you're not gonna be dedicated now.
I feel what you're saying. Keep going.
Yeah, so if you're not gonna be fucking dedicated and you just want the quick bag, you just want that whatever amount of money it is, then cool. Take that and run. But don't go on fucking Instagram Live in 6 months and say, I want out of my deal. Meek Mill's a motherfucker. He got me. No. Meek Mill threw a little bit of money in front of you out of all the money he probably got and just bought your rights. He bought you. You're in a slave contract because everything that he gets, half goes to Atlantic. Everything that Atlantic gets, it goes to Rock Nation, then to Atlantic. And then whenever Atlantic gets, it goes to fucking Universal.
Whatever happened to MMG? He got out of that?
That's Atlantic.
So it's MMG's Atlantic. But I don't.
Jesus, you're right. So we're going Dream Chasers, MMG, Atlantic, Rock Nation.
Is he still signed at Dream Chasers though?
Yeah, Dream Chasers.
I'm not
MMG.
MMG.
Because he signed the Rick Ross.
We
got to add another person. I'm sorry. Dream Chasers, Meek Mill, Rick Ross, Jay-Z, Atlantic, Universal. 6 people. Done.
Going back to Maddie's point about being replaceable, I don't know if anybody's ever noticed this, but on all of those like MMG compilation albums, you have Meek Mill, Wale, and then like the past, I don't know, 3 or 4 that they made, it's like, yo, who are these new people that he's signing?
Yeah, I haven't seen any of them, dude.
P-I-L-L, Pill, where's he been at?
Stally, remember
Stally? Stally?
Whatever his name
Fire,
was.
Fire, bro.
Yeah, he's hard, but like, where's his, you know, that dude's pushed.
They dropped him.
So he's gone.
He's tough, though, dude. There was an EP he put out in like 2018. I actually fuck with one of his songs, like heavy.
Yeah, and it comes back to your point. You're replaceable. What makes...
Everybody's replaceable.
Correct, and they are. You just got to show your value. And I just hope that Cord knows his fucking value.
I think he does, though. I do think he was trying to get...
The quick bag. It had to be.
No, I don't think it's a bag. I think he's looking at it as an exposure point. Like, the last label I had didn't help me at all. This one, you know, you see where they got so-and-so, you know, and they got, you know, bigger.
They got Vori? Is that his name?
Oh, if you're talking about Dream, I don't know specifics on Dream Chaser artists. I know there's a few.
There's a guy Vore. I only know about him from Spotify. I found him.
I forget the other kid's name.
There's another kid.
Yeah.
Pounce I Pop. No. Is he signed to them?
No, dude. He dissed Meek. They got in an argument.
That's right. It was on Clubhouse.
Was it on Clubhouse? I remember he made a diss about him. I think on a song. The song's kind of tough, but.
And before we get off the fucking music business topic, I seen T.I. was interviewing 21 Savage. I don't know if you guys seen that shit. He was saying, 21 Savage was like, yeah, man, I asked you for $1 million. He's like, I couldn't give it to you because I want too much, you know? And then it goes back to my point, thinking like if T.I. is telling 21 Savage, who we know who he is today, I'm going to take all your shit. And we go to like smaller artists like P&B Rock. It's just like...
I wouldn't say P&B Rock's small.
No, not small. Well, I'm talking about compared to, you know, 21 Savage. Who's bigger, 21 Savage or P&B Rock?
Obviously, 21.
That's what I was comparing.
I wouldn't say P&B Rock's a smaller artist, though. Remember the song Horses that was from...
Got $0
Fast
from that
Furious.
Song.
That song was huge. It doesn't matter. We're talking about just numbers now. And what's the one song, Fleek?
Fleek was before, yeah. I worked with the guy who made that beat. That's fucking crazy.
What was his name?
Oh, man.
His features got better, too, over the years.
P&B's?
Yeah.
He always had Wiz on there because of the Atlantic. They were like, yo, Wiz, just get on this. Just get on this. That's another pro, though. If you're signed to a label, they're going to tell the artists that are in that label, like, we're doing a song. You have to do this.
But Wiz Khalifa had no buzz when I want to say, Horses was coming out from P&B Rock.
No,
he might have from Fast and the Furious. He had that song, It's Been a Long Time Without You, My Friend. You know what I'm talking about?
The Wiz one?
Wiz Khalifa was on that.
Bro, it's got like 1 billion plays.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, if that was around the same time, then never mind.
I think it was just you put an artist on the song, and people are like, oh, he's on this? Let me go listen to it.
That's true.
Thought of a very interesting question while we're talking about What's signing up? Slave deals.
Let's go.
Does Chance have the formula to be successful without a label? Or do you think he was just a 1 in a million?
So with Chance the Rapper, I've seen multiple things. Some that I think his uncle is Spike Lee, if I'm being honest. I think that's a thing. But I could be fucking totally wrong. But I guess his independent plan, if he had Spike Lee, is... You still have connections. You have connections without signing the deal. But he did have that Apple deal for that one album, and it was like only $500,000. But that's still fucking good, I guess, for one album.
If we're talking about the independent, it was probably more Russ than...
Yes, Chance. I would say, yeah, Russ. Russ is the fucking blueprint.
Yeah, definitely.
Song a week until it got popping on SoundCloud, transitions to DSPs with TuneCore, blows the fuck up, makes $100,000 every fucking month.
Yeah, you know what's crazy, too, that I saw since you just... You brought up TuneCore, that's why I came to my head. Mm-hmm. Dude, if you look at some of these artists now, like the bigger ones, like the Draco the Ruler,
mm-hmm.
in his Instagram bio is a DistroKid link. For a song. So these bigger artists are using Distro.
Well, you say, why would you use Distro Kid? Fucking Draco the Ruler is a smart motherfucker. He had that Drake feature. He'll be a billionaire with a beat.
Dude, yeah, he bought that shit for a loaf of bread, probably. Because that was Drake's song. You could tell. But the beat was just three random dudes that I think it's got. Dude, it had to have been a YouTube beat. They did shit for like. I looked at it though. They all have like credible placements before this song though. But I was thinking it was probably somebody in Drake's camp that made it. Drake was using it. He's like throwing the song away. And then Draco the Ruler was like, yeah, I'll take it. Because Draco the Ruler just got out of jail, I think. I mean, he was popping.
Drake wants that gangster look. So he wouldn't. That's something he would do.
Yeah, Baka Not Nice. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. You ever hear that reference song?
Yo, there's a Draco's song, dude, on his album that he just dropped. He forget what he said. He said something about dude was corny, so I killed the dude or something like that. It was funny. It's his hook. It's literally the hook.
Yeah, the cops ain't listening, you know? This is whatever. You killed somebody.
He's got a feature on it, too. I could find that, but... Yeah, it's...
Hell yeah. But that was my fucking 20-minute rant on slave deals. Sorry you guys had to fucking witness that, but it just pisses me off because there's so much money to be made, I hear. You know? What other topics we got? You want to talk about fucking the stylist? You want to talk about betting? You want to talk about some funny stories?
Dude, the DJ...
Yeah, what's the fucking...
Go ahead, Pop.
Let me think of this. It was a good question. I looked at Colin and was about to say it. What was your craziest night down the shore with Moonshine?
Make sure you move up.
Yeah, put your face in the microphone, too.
Craziest night?
Oh.
Yeah, talk a little closer if you can.
Wasn't as crazy because of fucking COVID, but...
Yeah, dude. We didn't get any real bar nights.
No bar nights? But I called Moonshine once on FaceTime, and he was at a fucking house party. Humongous. Like, I don't even want to be here, dog.
At a house party? Were we down at Ray's house?
I don't know. We're ours... I mean, our place looked like a dorm room. It was like, it looked like a frat house, too.
It was
bro.
Two bedrooms. They just,
two bedrooms? How many people were in this house?
Seven or eight.
Yeah. You guys are on drugs for that one. I'd be like, fuck you. Get away.
Wait, two queen size beds, a king size bed, and a bunk bed.
I had the top bunk. Yeah, it was my spot.
That's probably the move.
Had dinosaur bed sheets, bro. They we were bringing the bitches in dinosaur bed sheets.
You were fucking bitches on dinosaur bed sheets? On the top bunk? Like, oh my God.
Somebody died in. I would probably got seasick, Rip, if I'm being honest.
Jesus Christ.
It's not a good time, dude.
That reminds me. Great story.
Mm-hmm.
This man is in trying to go to sleep probably like 1:30 in the morning. Our friend Brian comes in with a girl and is in the bottom bunk rocking the boat.
Yeah.
Hell
I was like sleeping, Pop. I'm like,
He sends us a text in our group chat. Yo, can someone help me get out?
Yeah, like, bro, what? I'm not trying.
Wait, you're up on the top bunk sleeping. And this dude brings the girls and starts crushing cheeks in the bottom bunk?
Yeah, bro. So, he didn't know I was up there. And if he did know I was up there, he probably would have done it anyway, But, dude, the worst part was, like, I'm not just trying to wake up. Or I'm not trying to be, like, hop off right when they're getting, getting to it. So, I texted my group. Everyone else is out there. I went to bed early. Well, I didn't go to bed early. I think, this was probably, like, 2 o'clock. And... There's no bars and shit, and we've been drinking since 7, so I was like, all right, I'm just going to fuck the bed tomorrow, Sunday. Gotta go home. But, I texted the group chat. I was like, yo, can somebody knock on his door and, like,
try break to, this like, shit the fuck up? Like, I'm trying to get the fuck out of here, dog.
Everybody was pussy, bro.
Scared. I've been like, someone, yo, get the fuck out of here.
Eventually, yeah, dude.
But we're also laughing at the fact nobody knew where he was until we get that text, and he's in their room on the top.
Yo, my man had no picks, though, dude. I remember I was sleeping. It was like 5 in the morning. I was
you would tell me he was jerking off 5 in the morning with you in the room? That's
no,
gonna be
bro. He had some chick, dude.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
He went to the bathroom.
Like, oh, shit.
Look, he went to the bathroom one time, and it was like 5 in the morning. I'm like, I'm going to fucking sleep in my bed, bro. So I walk in the room. He left, and the fucking chick's like butt-ass naked there, and she's like, it's like staring at me. I'm like, I ain't want no parts. I'm just going to fuck the bed, yo. She kind of smelled like fish for real, but I mean.
Oh, my God.
The pH balance was off.
Yo, that was a good-ass fucking. Damn, that was right on point.
Was that
your boy was fucking hitting some fish.
Oh, yeah, wet raisin bran. That's what I call it.
She like, smelled like wet raisin bran?
That's what he went around saying all week.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Bro, yeah, and it wasn't, I mean.
But, yo, go check your dick, cuz. You might got something. Like,
hey, man, she was tough for the kid that smashed. Yeah, good shit.
She was hot, and she smelled?
I wouldn't say hot.
I wouldn't
Bad
hit.
Bad bitches, wash your ass. That's all. That's all you got to do.
I wouldn't hit, but she was tough.
This is the same kid, though, that was in the room, and I just slept on the couch one night, and he comes out with, like, a pillow over himself and goes, I can't get hard. I'm like, dude, it's 3:30 in the morning. What do you want me to do for you?
Oh, my God.
Like, what am I supposed to do to help
you?
He
said, I can't. I'm assuming.
It's a PTSD moment, man.
I'm just going to assume you had some poor girl. And this goes back to the rhino pills. You remember the rhino pills we talked about? You should have had those. You've been
I was
right.
just asking. I was just asking Alex about them earlier. I was like, I never took one. I was like, but like I
don't. You take that rhino pill, the CBD one, the 69 jaw, and lasts for 7 days. It really lasts for 7 days.
Dude, that rhino pill was the whole topic of our conversation before. Of a podcast, the rhino pills. You get them in what, like a fucking Shell gas
You go
station?
Get them at any gas station in America.
Sicko,
you got to ask for the one. You don't want to take two of them because you might fucking blow your heart out, you know?
Them, but them just, old heads take that shit before they get AC.
Free promo. Yeah. Rhino pills.
Let
rhino
me tell
pills.
You.
Two free? For five. Two for five.
What if I got a box sent to my crib of rhino pills? I'd be like, oh,
damn.
What's good?
Damn.
Who can we fucking...
out? Try them out? Rhino pills?
The one that's just one. You know, not the two. I'm about to call someone random. Who we fucking call and ask about the rhino pills?
I hear good things about Blue Chew, too.
Is that Viagra?
It's like the generic version, but it goes by Blue Chew.
Nice. We're going to make a phone call. Hello?
What's up?
What's up, Chris? This is Alex Catchbrun from the Daily Runaround Podcast. You are live. Do not discriminate or incriminate yourself in any way. We have a quick question for you. You got a second?
Hey, what's up?
Okay, I'm here with Moonshine, Chesco, and Colin. We're having a good time. And the topic of conversation was the rhino pill. And I said, let me call someone who is a steady taker of the rhino pill. And that would be me and you. So I got to find out what's happening here. They want to know if it works. Do you take two to blow your heart out? What's going on?
That should be working.
I took it one time, and it worked all right, but you're better off getting, like, Blue Chew or something.
You know, so
I just tried it.
Which one did you take? And how long?
I forget. I don't really know.
The lady.
She tapped out, like, three times?
The lady or your significant other, you know, did she say that she had a better time on the rhino pill? We're trying to get some free rhino pill sent to the house.
I guess so. I didn't really tell her I took it. I just took it to see what
happened. Can you call her and put her on three-way? Is that possible?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling or letting me call you. You helped me nothing. I wanted to know how it was. And you took it five times?
What? Hell no. One time.
Oh. The double?
I'm gonna have a heart attack.
Okay.
Yo, concourse opened in Center City. Go take one tonight. We'll call you next Saturday.
it'll wear out. You got to take it on Sunday. And then next Saturday is your peak day, your last day on the pill.
Wait, what?
It lasts 7 days, those pills.
What are you having?
7 days?
7 days.
You're
take
walking around with what?
No,
seven
no, no.
Days? Oh.
You're just on go mode for
on
7 days.
Go mode.
I'm on go mode regardless.
Yeah.
Really?
So it's like taking a testosterone booster.
It could be. The CBD one, I don't know how different
what's
it is.
What's this shit supposed
I
to
didn't
do?
Get no
get hit. You or you're not bust. Not be a Minuteman.
So the we were talking about 3 a.m. with the pillow. You take that fucking thing an hour before you're about to fuck for 7 days. If a bitch touches you weird, rubs her ass on you, or does anything, calls you daddy, or whatever you're into, you're going to be as hard as a fucking rock like this, ready to go. That's how that, right, Chris? That's how that works?
Yeah, apparently.
Right, apparently. He took it. He knows. All right, buddy. Thank you for answering. I appreciate you. Chesco, so you're going to say anything, Chesco, before we let you go?
Good hearing from you, Chris. Kick rocks.
Kick rocks. See you kicking bricks.
That's fucking nuts. Rhino pill. But that's, I mean, I wouldn't need that, for being honest.
Listen, I you say that.
The way the
you don't need it, but if you take it, it's a
so the way the Blue Chew works, from my understanding, there's two kinds. There's one that's similar to Viagra and there's one that's similar to Cialis. So the one that's similar to Cialis is kind of like the Rhino pill. You're just like 24 to 48 hours, you're just on go mode, you know? Like,
so is it called Blue Chew?
Yeah, I'm trying to explain this without sounding sus, but...
Nah, shit, I...
So, yeah, so the one that...
Right in the text, I'll say.
Do you swallow the Blue Chew, or do you just chew it? Sorry, I didn't know I was going to get phone calls.
I never took it, so I don't know.
Was
I
that think, Chris?
That was my mom calling. I want to ask her about the Rhino pill. Go ahead.
Either you chew it or you just swallow it with water. But no, so the Cialis one is... It's you just put you in go mode for like the next 48 hours. But the one that's like Viagra, it just works like Viagra. Like you swallow it 20 minutes later, boom, like.
See, Viagra, man, they say you're hard for hours. Like it doesn't go away.
The one porno I watched one time, the bull was hard for hours.
That's what I'm saying. What the fuck? Like,
I'm just playing.
You gotta get a, needle in your dick, and that's no fun.
Wait, what?
You gotta get a needle in your dick.
Yeah, if it's too long, like 7 hours or something, you gotta go to the hospital.
Wait, that shit really keeps you hard for that long?
It can. Viagra can, yeah.
They go right to the needle? I thought they give you like adrenaline or some shit.
Oh, they give you adrenaline now?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know they go straight to the fucking.
I thought, yeah, I thought
drain
that,
you out.
Yeah, they fucking put a needle in your
they
dick.
Just watch the Blue Waffle or something. That show make you go soft.
You'll be able to bust to the Blue Waffle. You ain't gonna be worried about fucking not getting hard. I don't know.
I'm about to throw the fuck up.
It's a Blue Waffle, dog.
Jesus, man.
We want to call someone else about this fucking pill. Or we got something else you want to go over.
Shit.
You had somebody else that took this pill?
Yes.
This is like a cool thing to do?
This is a cool thing to do. I don't know, man.
I've never heard of this before.
The Rhino pill?
It's got to be a Philly thing, dude. It's not definitely not a Delco
it's
thing.
It's not a Delco thing.
I mean, just hearing the fact that it's in your system for 7 days is like enough for me to like never take it. Like
yeah, I'm all for it. Listen, once a year, you know, take one of those, have a party, go nuts. He's looking at me like I'm crazy, but don't knock it till you do it. You don't
whenever,
blow your heart
whenever
out.
Whenever you get the crib, get the pool out.
Listen.
Wait, does the place we're looking at have a pool?
I don't know.
You guys are moving?
I'm about to move to Philly, yeah.
What part of Philly are you going to?
Fairmont.
Well, that's one spot.
Fairmont? Is that in, like...
It's kind of near, like, the art museum and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
The place we're looking at's like...
You guys are trying to be hipsters?
What?
So you going to be hipsters?
I'll date a hipster. What's up? But I don't,
what's
I don't,
up? I'm, moonshine
I'm,
is...
I can't change, man. People try and change me. I'm the same shitty moonshine. You feel
see?
Me?
I'm looking for this fucking number.
Into the blue hair chicks.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie, bro. What's the one? I forget her name, man. The one video star. She got blue hair. Forget her name, dude. She's tough.
Let me start naming porn stars.
Nah, I could probably scroll on Instagram for 2 seconds and find her.
The blue hair chicks with the knockoff Doc Martens.
Yes, that's what they be rocking. Some of them got
wait,
fucking...
what are Doc Martens? Are them like the brown shoes?
They're like the fucking shit.
The
like...
black boots.
The black boots.
The black boots. They're tough. But yeah, if you see blue hair, knockoff Doc Martens, like really tight black jeans and...
Depends what they
the
like.
Blue hair is already a turn off for me.
Turn off? You're not a fan of girls with blue hair? Blue hair?
No blue hair.
No blue hair.
I want to get into the type of girls you'd be dating up in Delco, because I don't like Delco girls confuse the fuck out of me. I don't understand.
Is this a Rhino pill hotline?
Yeah, this is 7-Eleven. I'm calling 7-Eleven and finally got the Rhino pill. Rhino pills go, it ain't going to answer me, these cocksuckers. Go fuck yourself, 7-Eleven, bitch ass.
You better call 7-Eleven for a Rhino pill.
Like, yo, dog, you got that Rhino pill, the one that makes your dick hard for 20 days? I'm not trying to go for the 7. I need to double up, you know?
Why don't you just look up Rhino pills fucking hotline and call them?
And just tell them I got some fucking weird thing going on with me? Yo. That'd be pretty funny for another episode. Just fucking fake call them.
Yeah, that would be funny. Definitely.
The company might have been out of business for 10 years now, and the gas stations are just dumping off whatever's left of it.
They still have them, though.
Could you imagine the
Habib? It is you guys.
Oh, my God. It's probably just me. Like, that cocksucker's going to come here this year. We're going to sell another fucking pill. We're getting them good.
Once
we're getting them
special.
Good. Yeah, the fucking Rhino pill man. Special.
That's hilarious.
The
yo.
Disappointment when they run out. You.
They never run out of the Rhino pills, though. You're just 100 gas stations. You can go anywhere you want, bro. Get all the pills, you know?
Oh, that's hilarious.
I wonder if they took the Rhino pill. Well, we should ask. I'm going to ask when we leave. Nah. Like, yo, bro, you ever take the Rhino pill? I'm like, yeah. It's OG move.
OG move.
He's like, nah, dude. It's you like have erectile dysfunction. You need to go to the doctor.
That's crazy.
My version of the Rhino pill is my 9th twisted tea. And then at that point, I'm just like...
The 9th Twisted Tea? Go yeah. into that story. Let me hear about the 9th Twisted Tea.
Oh, no. I'm just saying in general, like, usually, like, once I'm hitting, like, my 8th or 9th beer, I'm like, all right, like, I can definitely feel my, like standards starting to lower a little bit.
It's
like
right always like, around beer 8 or 9.
It's like right around that point.
I'm
it's
usually like, sleeping by then. So I don't know.
Man, I don't know. You were slugging tees over the summer.
Oh yeah, that's because the Sixers kept losing every playoff game, dude. I needed it.
Shout out the Sixers.
Yeah, Chester rocking an Eric Snow champion jersey. Like that's old Eric school.
Snow. Eric Snow.
He showed me. I said, who the fuck is 20? Thaddeus Young. That's what I said. Thaddeus Young. Nope. You got another McDonald's shirt, huh?
Yeah, I like McDonald's. Nah, fuck McDonald's.
That's Travis Scott. Is that a real one?
What?
Is that real? I never know. Like,
yeah, yeah. Feel the fries. Nah, actually, it's.
They
actually,
I was noticing they're like coming off like the shirt.
Yeah.
Where'd you get this at? Was it from TravisScott.com or McDonald's?
Travis Scott. He sold it. He sold merch with the cacti too, but I didn't cop because I thought they were just available forever. I fucked that one up. I should have cop some stuff.
The cacti, so they were that good, and people are saying they're shit.
So I like them, but I drink the strawberry ones first since I actually like that taste, and then after that, the rest go down like water, and then I'm probably not able to stand up straight after like.
Dude, he was six. Buzzing off too, a couple weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm a lightweight now. I don't be drinking like that. Last weekend, bro, I drank a bunch of them, and I didn't get out of bed Sunday probably till 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, just to get a shower, bro, because I try to get a shower at 2 o'clock, but I was spinning so bad, I was like.
What's your worst drunk story? Everyone got one?
What do you mean?
Like, what's the, like, most fucked up you ever been?
Probably when you came to my place. Remember that? We were playing fucking 2K.
Yep, he threw a controller at me. Had to leave as I'm leaving. All right.
Did I? Because you what? You kept.
We almost fought, and I had to leave. I left. I left drunk. You don't remember? It was me, Moonshine, we're at Westchester. I think it might be the first time we hung out. You're like, yo, just come up here. Come on, let's go. Dream Chasers. DC4 just came out. We were bumping that. It was me, Westchester, a bunch of girls, your roommates. They left. They went to the bar. I took a bus, like a party bus at Westchester. Some ghetto shit you were telling me.
And then there was
two girls there. One was fucking, I guess she was overseas or whatever. And then her friend was there who was gross. And then you were fucked up. You threw a controller. I said, all right. I said, Moonshine, let me get the fuck out of here, dog, because I don't know what's about to happen. So I just left.
Foreign bitch.
It's a foreign bitch, yeah. Fresh, maybe in your sophomore year. I got the pictures on my Instagram. Nah, the girl.
Was she Asian?
No, she wasn't Asian. She was white. Maybe Ukraine or something like that?
No. She was from Norway. They were Norwegian, yeah. I was talking to a chick from Norway that was Asian. She was Asian, Norwegian, American. Yeah, it was pretty lit. Bro.
That's a wild mix.
Bro,
that's
yeah.
A wild
she mix. Was probably
some,
tough.
Now she's some fucking Instagram model. Could be like with 90K. Showing followers, yeah.
Yeah, you blew that one, huh?
Yeah, maybe.
You get to say you knew her before the come up.
Yeah, no, she knew me before the come up too. I remember that.
She knew me.
Nah, I remember, dude. It was right after what's her name tagged me on his gram, Jalil. And then I remember she like after we had like our first fight and whatever, some bullshit, she was just like, yeah, you know what, like doesn't matter how big you're getting and stuff like that. Like I was like, well, I mean, it's real, but
it's real. It's the truth. It's
not hanging
real.
Around for the little bit of clout I had don't have anymore.
She was hanging around for clout, you think?
Fuck no, bro.
That's what I was said to say. I didn't think that was true.
Nah, no way. She didn't really like my rap like that. She did like French Montana after I played it every goddamn day. Him and that Fetty Wap mixtape was on repeat. She knew the words, bro. She started singing them when I put it on. So many times I put it on.
That's just, okay. Well, you put it on. You put her on to that. Okay. I'm about to say, that'd be fucking.
Yeah, somebody from Norway, their first choice to sing is a Fetty Wap and French Montana song. That would be like, whoa.
I wish I knew their accent. I'd make fun. I'd fucking try to do it, but, you know. How about you, Colin? Any crazy stories you got from getting fucked up?
Every story is me fucked up.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, that one when you came, was that when you left?
I woke up
the next morning.
You text me, where the fuck are you at? I said, dude,
I woke up the next morning, I think under my futon without a shirt on, sweating. And people thought I was dead. I'm pretty sure that was that night.
I don't know what you had, my
bro. It's because we played the fucking 2K drinking game with Hennessy, and I never want to drink that shit still to this day.
We did do that.
That was
like
so
big.
Up. Why do we even do that? Whose idea was that?
It was yours. You talked me into it. Mm. You said we're gonna do this. All right.
Official partners of the 76ers, Hennessy.
Hennessy, yeah. Bring the bottles, dog.
Fuck no, you can have them. I'm still never drinking that shit.
Really,
dude? Yeah, I'm scarred. It doesn't even taste good. I can't even smell it.
I can't. Four Loko. You feel the same way about Four Loko?
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I've maybe, and this is going to sound surprising, I've had no joke in my entire life, like 5 or 6 cans of Four Loko in my entire time
drinking.
That's just
5 or 6. We had them. I had them back when there was Coke in them.
I was a Miller Lite guy. I was the 40 guy. I was all about 40s. Mm.
Edward 40 hands.
Yeah, actually, I remember when I was in like 9th grade, there was a plug that we would just go buy one for $5. You got to go walk to his apartment. So that's what we had. Yeah, we walked there. I used to drink them all the time.
How weird is that? Just not to cut you off. Just thinking about that. As kids, we would pay fucking crackheads or old
dudes.
No,
he was actually in our grade. He was in my grade, yeah.
Oh, he just get it?
Yeah, I guess his brother or something got it for him, and he would just be selling them out the case, and he'd be making bread. Kid's name was, well, I'm not going to incriminate him, but he had a cool name.
He had a cool name.
It rhymes with Kush.
Kush.
No, it's not Kush, but it rhymes with Kush. No,
I can think of
There was a place, I won't say where I get off at, but I would take, remember in high school, I would take that train up to North Philly?
Yep.
To that little Asian beer store, and...
It was in North Philly?
Yeah.
Or 17th and Federal?
Huh? No. I never went to 17th Federal, but that's some crazy shit. I used to go, I'll say it's near LaSalle's campus, but I won't say exactly where. But there was a place near LaSalle's campus.
Shoe and Western.
Would take the Broad Street line, literally, as soon as you get off, you dip off right. Now I'm just being too specific.
You dip off right, and the store's right there. Okay, you got the store. Cops coming. I wish I had a cop thing.
They were a really nice family. They used to give me, because I would buy a case of 40s, and they wouldn't card me. Yo, they would give me, like, 40-ounce bottle, like, koozies. Like, you know how they have them for, like, bottles of cans? 40-ounce ones.
That's pretty sick.
They were like, yo, I haven't seen them in, like, 10 years. I don't know where you even, like, would get them at anymore, like, besides there. Crazy. Crazy.
Koozies. 40-ounce koozies?
Goes over the whole bottle.
Those Asian stores who would sell liquor, they're the best. You just go in there and talk shit to them. They ain't carding you. They ain't doing nothing. Like, what else you need, Pop? You need this? Yeah, okay. I went to Jeff's Cold Beer, 17th and Federal. I'm telling the cops where they are.
Sheesh.
And everything. This guy came up to me. I'm in the car. It's me, the kid I called about the rhino pill, and my boy JoJo. Gojo goes in the car. It's me and Chris sitting in the car. This guy comes up and says, you want to see my AR? I said, yeah, let me see it. Like, go get it and let me see it. He said, I'll be right back. And then JoJo comes out. I said, what the hell he say? I said, yeah, he wants to show me his AR. He said, that's a fucking gun, you dickhead. I'm like, oh, an AR-15. Like, you got a fucking assault rifle you're about to bring. I said, let me get the fuck out of here.
What the hell do you think you're talking about?
I don't know, dude. He's a crackhead just talking crazy in the streets. Like,
yo,
they can mean anything. AR can be a cat.
Dude, I work in the city now, Center City. Every day, homeless people ask me for money. So I was like, yo. I said to the guy today, I was like, if I give $1 to every single homeless person, I'm going to be out here with yous.
Oh, my God. Let him know, dog. Let him know. I'm going to be out there with you.
No, but, like, for real, like, I'm not trying to be a dickhead, dude, because I paid for somebody's bus fare the other day. I was getting something from a fucking, what's it called? One of the food trucks are pretty lit, and then I was getting something. Dude was like, yo, man, like, I'm trying to go here. I only need $2, and he was standing by it, and I was like, yeah, here, go, whatever, dude. It's fucking $2.
And he walked away?
And he went to the bus stop.
I actually saw,
and he was standing there the whole time. So that's good. You know,
that's dope.
It's good. I gave him $2 and he got home.
You know who are the people that, like, I'm like, damn, like, I actually feel, like, I feel kind of bad for them? Like, the people that ask you for food. And, like, you give them, like, something. And, like, I remember one time I was taking the train to Temple. And there was a guy on the car. And he was just asking, like, anybody, like, yo, if you got, like, leftover food, like, please, like, he said, I don't even want no money. He said, I just want to eat. Just want to be, like, you know, so we could eat and be alive for the next day.
Yes.
And from that day on, that one day, for some reason, like, I always take a water bottle with me. That day, for some reason, I had two, so I gave him, like, my second one. Yo, you would have thought he never had water a day in his life, the way, like, how fast he drank it. And then from that day on, I always took a second water bottle with me in case I ever ran into somebody that was, like, asking me for food or some shit like that.
You know what? Just thinking about homeless people.
Were you with us at the TL or the Voltage the one time? Because it was. I think it might have been one of your shows, dude.
When the guy did one-handed push-ups?
No. When the guy asked Donnie for $1 and Donnie showed him his empty wallet, and the homeless man took $1 out of his pocket and put it in Donnie's wallet.
No way.
Because Donnie was like, "Yeah, man,
that's some shit."
He's like, "Yeah, I'm broke like you, man." And the guy was like, "It's okay. Here's $1," and he took $1 out of his pocket and put it in there.
Damn.
Donnie gave it back, obviously.
Yeah, okay. I'm about to say he gave the money back.
I don't know if he did or not, honestly.
that's like a Hallmark moment mixed with like pure comedy.
They play
like,
a show in Lifetime.
You can't write that. Like, you can't write that shit.
Nah, when that shit happened, dude, we were just all sitting there just like cracking up, dude. Like, because we're like, yo, what?
Like, what's going on here? This is like some shit. You get some Philly crackheads. We're the funniest people.
Remember Two's Two's show? You know Two's Two's.
I'm surprised Two's Two's didn't get canceled. The shit I said about that girl, that poor lady. Were you there? You know
Two's. Two's. The one that hangs around.
She's the
Passion.
No. We know her. She's come back. Isabella's. She's the old lady with no teeth who used to scream. Where's my money?
Yeah, I know that chick. I know that chick.
Yeah.
Alex remembers.
I got a video of her.
Show him the video. He'll know exactly who it is then.
Alex remembers I'm Back.
Yo, he popped up on my Facebook. My memories. 11 years ago, he's in front of Tolentine. It was me, Chris, and Johnson. He's fucking rapping. He's got to be dead by now. There's no way he's alive.
Yo,
Have you seen him? That's fucking great.
For some reason, I have this like vague memory that I felt like I saw him like a couple years ago. Because like, yo, you would... He had just, like, a very distinct just way about him. Like,
yep, you heard him miles away.
Yeah, you heard him from miles away. Like, if you heard, like, the, I'm back, I'm drunk. Like, if you heard that, like, you knew he was coming up the street. And, like, you know, give him a dollar, bust a quick rhyme.
Bust some rhymes for you. Spit a whole freestyle about Judge Judy and his cat that he was fucking. He was telling us.
Jesus Christ.
I fucked my cat. I smoked crack with my cat. He'd do a whole bunch of shit with his cat. Yeah, man.
He would bust out a quick 16, make a couple bucks, and then just be on his way. But, yeah, I felt like I saw him.
Have you seen him and he's not a crackhead no more? I need a conversation with that guy.
Well, I don't know about all that. But if he's still alive, if my memory serves me correctly and he's still alive and well, I hope he's still alive and well.
I hope he's alive, too. I want him to freestyle one more time for the one time. Him with the cat fucking freestyle.
Throw him on a versus with Tush.
Him and Tish Tish could be going nutty.
I'm trying to find that video, man. It was.
Did I get that? Tish Tish?
You had everybody out.
Tush Tush.
She goes Tush.
Because she has no teeth.
That's what she was mumbling.
Coco was with us, right? My boy Coco. It had to be Coco.
Wait.
It was Coco.
I see her all the time. So once I did see her with you once.
It was me, you, Coco, and Donnie. And she had.
Yo, last time I was around there, me and BC went to go get cheesesteaks, yo, just in the city, and some crackhead was trying to sell BC a $5 shot of fucking Fireball, and BC's like, nah, I'm cool. It was like a fucking Tuesday. And then she started calling us wannabe gangsters and all this weird stuff.
The same girl?
Nah, that one can't talk, remember?
Bro, that's right, she couldn't talk, she had no teeth.
Damn, I can't find this video. I'll find it and send it to you guys.
Because that was the fun. I remember she asked Nikki, she said, can I get some food? Nick said, can I get some food? Because she was eating pizza. She's like, no, this is my pizza. Can I get some food? And I'm like, what the fuck is happening, dog?
This bitch out here eating a pizza and not going to share.
Not going to share, but wants more food. I need some food, dog. No teeth, going nuts. Yo, Philly crackheads are something else. The zombies. You ever see someone just dipping out for no reason? Because that's funny as hell, too.
On SEPTA all the time now.
All the time. I saw someone, like, eyes rolled in the back of his head a couple weeks ago when we took the train down there.
Oh, yeah, he was
that the kid possessed. Didn't have the money? No.
That was the kid, dude who didn't have his pass out.
Dude, I was on the train last week, and this kid and his boy got on the train, and they had, like, one-way passes.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can't get on the train. They had to pay for a new one. So the dude, he bought a pass, but it was like for a one.
Yeah.
He bought like the one, which is like just within like
the single three, one.
The three.
Oh, when they like clip them with the holes, they still do that?
Yeah, they do that. But this kid, he had a pass, but it was for zone one. So you could only go, I think, like three stops. There's zone one, two, three. So this kid was trying to go to like zone like, you know, four or five or whatever. And he had no bread. And his boy was pretending like he didn't know him because the dude was literally, like, in the aisle of the train with his head down.
Just dipped.
Dude, he was definitely gone. And then the lady was, like, she woke him up, dude. First off, he's, like, almost in the middle of the fucking, this, like, the walkway. And then
in the train.
She started, like, saying, come on, you knew you had to pay this. You don't have this ain't the right pass. And they were just going for a few minutes. And somebody was like, here, just take my $3. Give it to this kid. Get him his fucking ticket. I don't want to hear this shit no more. But dude was literally gone off some shit. I was like, good thing I don't do that, man. Because that shit's like, he didn't look healthy at all.
It's all fun and games. You see a junkie shoot up between his toes. Seen that.
That's a story.
Kensington? Yeah, dog. No. South Philly. I was at Mastery Charter. I was in Mastery Charter's parking lot just smoking a blunt, and there's a guy back there. I'm like, what's he doing? And me and Nick are just sitting there like, he's not moving, dog. He keeps, like, doing one of these. He's, like, looking around, scratching his neck, going nuts, pulls the needle out. I'm like, oh, dude, it's about to be game.
That's what we're doing here.
I'm pulling the needle out, took a sock off. I said, why is he doing that? And he's like, oh, he can't get a vein. He's got to go between his toes. I said, dog, if he puts that needle in between his toes, I am not going to stop laughing. Mind you, what he did?
Definitely
right,
did.
Right in. Oh, I said, let's get the fuck out of here, dog. I got to get out of here. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I thought I found the video. I got to get off that.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
Anything else? Any other stories you guys got before we go on the next topic? I know you got something you want
to
say.
Well, I mean, not that I want to say this in a rude way, but speaking about like drug addiction and shit, man. RIP DMX. RIP DMX.
Yeah. RIP to fucking DMX. They announced how he finally died. It was a heart attack from drug overdose.
No, I think
they said it was a heart attack after he got the COVID vaccine. I don't know how true it is.
Mm. I don't know. Did you guys hear that?
I can't confirm it.
Can't confirm or deny that.
I saw that story too, but I mean, like, I don't know, man. Like,
I think they'll try to put anything on that. Right?
Yeah, we know DMX. Like, we know that it was, you know, more than likely like an overdose. Unfortunately, you know, he was like in a coma, like didn't have any, like little brain activity, and then
it's gone. It. Let me ask you guys a question. How do you feel about like if you see your friends doing drugs, right, like that? Why don't you say something? Like, why does no one like?
Well, you do.
Everyone posted X. Everybody. Like famous, I'm talking about famous people. Like if you're close to this man.
Yeah, but you know, at the end of the day, they're still going to do what they want.
So yeah, like, I guess it's true. When you have money like that, it's like whatever.
You could put them in a rehab, but the second they get out, they'll probably go and do exactly what they were doing before. So, I mean, you can help them, but they just got to take your help.
That's true.
There was probably, I would like to think there was people in his corner trying to help him out. But at the end of the day, it's on his decisions. Like, somebody's not going to babysit him 24/7.
True.
So.
That is true. You got a point. You got a fucking point, man.
He did some good in his life. He
a whole lot. He performed in front of the whole world, right?
Yeah,
the whole continent.
He, Woodstock '99. That was like one of the biggest like concerts. Like, I mean, I was like 4. You were 4. 4.
You guys are probably like around 4 or 5.
Yeah,
you're 36. Jesus Christ, we got Annie Milonaka syndrome over here, dog. Yeah, I'm really 50. That'd be fucking dope.
He was a preacher. He like would help like homeless people and shit. Like I know I think he did a little bit of like addiction work for himself. Did you guys ever hear the story about how he got addicted to drugs?
No.
Has anybody ever heard that story? He did an interview, I forget with who, but I seen it pop up on Twitter like right when he died. So apparently the first time he ever tried like anything, I think he was anywhere between like 12 to 14 years old. He was a little kid. And he was hanging out with one of his like OGs, like from the street. He smoked a blunt that was laced with crack.
Mm.
He gave him a blunt that was laced with crack, and he said that was the first time, like, he ever tried drugs.
You're fucked.
And he like, in the interview, like, I felt bad. Like, he started breaking down. He was like, who does that to a kid? Who gives them a blunt laced with crack?
Back in the 80s, that was it. You know, 70s, 80s, crack.
Yeah, that was the wave back then, man, all those drugs. That was a crazy era, because it seemed like their drugs were different than ours. I feel like ours, people were... Maybe because I'm not around there, but it seems like now everyone's, like, dying.
People aren't really going out to just do crack anymore, I feel like. I don't feel like that's, like, a thing.
Everything's laced these days.
Yeah, a lot of shit's laced these days.
Yeah, you got
to
be crazy.
Cheaper to make? Or they want you to be addicted to come back?
Probably both, but, like, people... I know big in South Philly is fentanyl. People are dying from fentanyl and coke, and they're taking fake 30s that are just straight fentanyl pills, and...
Yeah.
It's a fucking, that's the real fucking pandemic in the city is fucking people just overdosing, dude. Who we know just like Pizza Boy? Was it from 30s? It was a drug overdose.
I forget.
He went to like a coma. Just like, it's like the same having the X, fucking coma.
Yeah, RIP to him too, man.
That's fucking crazy.
Very
dog.
Good kid. Very funny kid.
Yeah, man. See, you guys don't know anyone who like got into drugs really bad.
Yeah, growing actually, up, I had a friend that passed away.
Yeah, there was a girl right after we graduated high school, passed away.
Right after high school.
Right after we graduated.
Yeah, mine was the same thing.
Like right after high school.
Like I was in August, like starting my freshman year in college, and got text that she OD'd.
Wow.
Jesus fucking Christ, dog.
Yeah, no, I definitely know some people that have been. I think I actually know two or three, all from the same fentanyl.
Dude,
they all kind of hung out together too, but like, they didn't. They were all good friends, but I mean, they didn't hang out all the time. And the one, dude, it's crazy because some of these kids do these drugs because they think it's cool. You know,
it's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Don't say that.
No, it's not. No, that was being sarcastic. That's what they said.
You got to clarify for the dog, people. They ain't seen your face.
Yesterday didn't.
No, but yeah, no. Just a lot of people are just doing these drugs. I guess, dude. I guess it probably starts at these parties too. You know, I remember like Molly was a big thing for fucking high school dances, which is a lot different than fentanyl.
High school dances was Molly.
Yeah. All the pill. Molly. It wasn't all the pill. It was just Molly. You know, people would take that shit, crack it in half, split it with somebody, which isn't, I guess, bad taking one, but still, everybody was all rolling at proms, junior prom.
Happy as fuck. Everyone's happy as fuck to be in this dumbass school all day. Yeah.
That's like the worst, like, age. You know what's crazy? Take that shit.
I know why. I know why they were doing it.
Not just for class. They're going to dances.
Yeah, I know exactly why. I'm going to tell you.
Why, the rhino pill?
No, not the rhino pill. Then you do the rhino pill, you're not going to want to fucking do Molly. You'll be fucking. You ain't going to be worried about none of that. Remember that song by Trinidad James? Pop to Molly, I'm sweating.
Yeah, that was my senior song. That's probably why.
Dude, look how fucking influential rap is. Holy shit. I know we're getting a little fucking, what's it called? Depressive. I'm going to fucking play a song. Let's take a little break for a minute. Fucking remember the OGs, you know what I'm saying?
Putting on something happy.
Putting on some X.
Hey yo, you niggas must be out your fucking mind. Yo, thinking dog can't pull another motherfucking rabbit out the hat. Think I ain't gotta trick up my motherfuckers, feed you bitch ass niggas. Fuck that niggas, nigga. That niggas think I'm doing just sitting around doing nothing. Oh my god, you niggas can't be serious. With a nigga like me, D to the M to the X. Last I heard, yeah, niggas was having sex with the same sex. I show no love to homo thugs. Empty, I reload and throw most slugs. How you gonna explain fucking a man? Even if we squash the beef, I ain't touching your hand. I don't fuck with chumps. For those that been to jail, that's the cat with the Kool-Aid on his lips and pumps. I don't fuck with niggas that think they bronze. Only know how to be one way, that's the dog. I know how to get down, know how to bite. Bark very little, but I know how to fight. I know how to chase a cat up in a tree. Man, I gave y'all niggas the business for fucking with me. Is she crazy?
Where the hood, where the hood, where the hood at? Had a nigga in the cut, where the wood at? All the niggas acting up, where the wolves at? You better bust that if you gon' pull that. Sons of Mars, from dusk to dawn. Nighttime belongs to the dog. On the street past midnight, look for him in the mall. Don't play with these cats, cause I ain't got nothing to say to these cats. For the mothers that really do love them, please pray for these cats. Cause I know niggas is hard-headed, but I ain't got the patience. Don't want me having no patience, turning to more patience. More trips to ICU, cause ICU. Trying to get away with shit a real nigga wouldn't do. Where my dogs at? You see them niggas? Get them boys, that's how we do. Yeah, this is for my dog, this is for my dog. Yo, where we at, baby? From then till now, don't ask me how. Know that we gon' roll like the niggas in the headlock on the show.
Where the hood, where the hood, where the hood at? Had a nigga in the cut, where the wood at? All the niggas acting up, where the wolves at? You better bust that if you gon' pull that. Where the hood, where the
nonstop. Niggas like grapes making wine. Five CDs with mad minds. Don't hit me with that positive shit. I know you lying. You really wanna stop niggas from dying? Stop niggas from trying. Cause I ain't really got that time to waste. And I thought I told you to get these fucking bums out my face. Looking at you in your grill, it might be nice to cut. Once I split your ass in two, you'd be twice as much. Yeah, you might stop pussy, cause I'm fucking it. Since we all here, you hold my dick while he's sucking it, motherfucker. Don't you know you never come near me? Shove your head up your ass, have you seen shit? Him, never heard that he be running, cause he be gunning. I beat my dick and bust off in your eye, so you can see me coming. Empty clips and shells are what I leave behind. And if they get me with the drug, they hit me when it be denied. Where the hood, where the hood, where the hood at? Had that nigga in the cut, where the wood at? All the niggas acting up, where the wolves at? You better bust that.
Figured we were getting a little depressed, play some fucking acts in remembrance of a fucking OG gangster, you know. May his soul rest in paradise, Young King, you know, all that good stuff. Guys, it's been a fucking hour. I really appreciate you guys coming through for episode 17. We think of a name for this. We're going to go with Frankie Sticky, Stinky Feet.
No, we didn't talk about Van Stinkle.
Oh.
It's got to be fucking Rhino, man.
The Rhino pill again?
I don't know. Rhino time.
Rhino
I
time?
I think of something.
What, isn't it like a fucking meme? Like something time? What the fuck? I can't.
Tea
I'm drunk.
Time. I don't know.
Tea time, but it's something else. I can't fucking think of it. I'll think of it for the next episode. But thank you guys so much for listening to Daily Runaround Podcast.
We are out.
Episode 17. We will catch you guys on the fucking next one. I really appreciate you, Cheska. Thank you for coming through, Colin.
Absolutely, sir.
Thank you for coming through. They'll be on the next one whenever you hear that, because, you know, we record these shits weeks in advance. All that good stuff. All right, boys. Be safe.